the Weekend.
Time now for the Good Day Weekend program to continue. I'm Doug Steffen. We have normally the services of the consumerologist extraordinaire, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert. But as is the case from time to time, he does a good deal of speaking around the country. And this weekend there's a food convention. I forget where he told me he was going, maybe Dallas or Chicago. But I know he's on the road speaking at one of these gatherings. So he's not with us. He's here in spirit, as are many of you who want to know what the front page news is when it comes to food. If you go to Phil's Hits and Misses, that you can have delivered, by the way, straight to your inbox by signing up at supermarketguru.com, all one word, and spelled as it sounds, supermarketguru.com. You will give yourself the information about a lot of new products that Phil and the folks in his office test every week. He gets hundreds and hundreds of things. When you consider, what does he say, 47,000 things are in the average supermarket. And then we have the specialty stores and the stores like Trader Joe's that sort of bring you certain elements, certain things that are oftentimes considered to be healthier for you than a lot of the fare in some of the bigger stores, the regular supermarkets. But at any rate, Phil focuses a lot on recalls because it's important for you to know what's good and what's not good that's available for purchase. So you'll be interested to know that the FDA named an Indiana farm, and I believe it's the Owensville, Indiana area, where the outbreak this week, the salmonella outbreak linked to cantaloupe, took place. The operation has launched a formal recall of all of their melons. It's Chamberlain Farms of Owensville. And this could only be one of the sources of the multi-state outbreak, according to the FDA. News came out this week that customers are not to eat any melons that come from that farm. According to information, Chamberlain Farms made the decision to recall its cantaloupe from the marketplace after being briefed by the FDA. Records show the cantaloupe was initially shipped to seven states, including Indiana, Kentucky, and Illinois. A CDC and prevention folks say that 178 people infected in 21 different states have had a problem with this salmonella. Salmonella is something that's pretty much like all of the other coliform, E. coli, that sort of thing, listeria. These are sometimes airborne, but mostly they're attached to food, and they're dangerous usually only if you have a weakened immune system. Understand, we were talking about this, or you were listening earlier, part of a Good Day Weekend program is a two-hour consult with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and he goes through the medical news of the week every week for all of the listeners. And one of the things we were talking about was the West Nile virus and how having a healthy immune system can help you beat, ward off problems like that. Same can be said for any foods that have these, whether, again, it's listeria, E. coli, salmonella, these are all coliform problems. And when the count is up over, sometimes the numbers go, I have a read on it because I sell raw milk in my dairy farm store here in Framingham, Massachusetts. And we try to keep the E. coli down to under 10. I'm sorry, not E. coli. The coliform count under 10. And actually, usually it's around 1 or 2. But if it gets up into the 40s and 50s and into 100, sometimes it's in the thousands. I mean, if it's in the thousands like it was with this stuff, you know you're heading for a problem. Salmonella and listeria and these other coliforms cause diarrhea, fever, cramps. Most people recover without any treatment, but it's deadly if you have a weakened immune system, and that's usually older folks or younger people. I don't know many younger people, about babies that are eating melons, but I'm sure there are a lot of older people who have, as part of their regular diet, melons because they think they're healthy, and they are for the most part. But this circumstance needs to have a bit of a scrutiny. And so when you go to the store, all the more reason, as Phil continually underlines, check out the label. Look and see what the product is, in this case, where the melons come from. And there's always going to be a sticker on the melons. And what happens, actually, is that the melons, in this case, whether it's a watermelon, whether it's a muskmelon, whether it's any kind of yellow, green, you name it, red melons, they are often in some of these big, this is a humongous farm. They grow millions of pounds of melons every year and have for a long time. So, I mean, how can you imagine supplying the needs of basically 7 or 8 states in terms of melons? How many melons are shipping out of there every day? So when they spray to take care of the bugs and that sort of thing, if they don't get washed properly in the process of getting to the supermarket or at the supermarket or at your home, the things that, and actually it's more of a problem sometimes as the fruit is growing, because the stuff can leach through the skin and get into the melon itself. So I don't know how to, I'm growing melons here on my farm in my garden. I didn't spray them and they were fine. But in order, you're dealing with big volume. This is the more, I don't know, my own philosophy, if many of you have heard in any given weeks, whether it's the Monday through Friday program or this weekend program, you know that I am death on big agri-industry. I think that the agricultural industry has been ruined for the most part in our country and around the world by these tremendous, this Cargill and ADM, all these big agribusinesses that put the small farmer out of business, kind of like the Walmart of farming, and they don't grow good stuff. It's the same in most any field. And I don't mean that's not a pun, but in truth, the smaller farmers, and this is true 99, I'd stake my reputation on this, 99% of the time, any foodborne illness does not come from a small family farm. It just doesn't. The big factory farms where they are milking thousands of cows or they're growing hundreds and thousands of tons of melons or whatever, lettuce, you name it. Those places don't, by the very nature of the operation, pay any attention to what really the final product is one-on-one. Whereas the farmer, a small produce farmer who's going to farmers markets, is inspecting and picking the lettuce or the spinach by hand, picking the beets out of the ground, the carrots out of the ground, the potatoes out of the ground by hand. They don't have some big giant machine that comes in, and really no human being is looking at this stuff or handling it one-on-one. So that's why there's a problem with the cantaloupe. One of the other things being recalled, actually a couple of other recalls, I'll visit with you on those in just a moment. This is Good Day Weekend. The supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, not here today. Later in the hour, we'll be joined by Chef Louis, who is another favorite on the Good Day program Monday through Friday, and he always has some interesting recipes. So food information, the visit with the Good Day gang, including Chef Louis, with a couple of interesting recipes, an overview of a couple of new books that are out, cooking books, plus potatoes in a way you've never heard them discussed before. That's coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Weekend. It's 15 past the hour now.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm talking to all the superheroes out there. Yes, right now, the Batman, the Superman, the Aquaman, the Green Lantern, the Wonder Woman, the Avengers, everybody out there is a superpower and a super person. And when we look at all these people, what do we admire about them? That they're able to conquer anything that comes their way. That they have powers far beyond those of mortal men. And you know what? We want to be like them, which is why we go to the movies and follow them in the first place. And each and every one of us, that's right, each and every one of us is a superhero. Each and every one of us is admired by somebody. Each and every one of us looks to us to get them out of danger. What a powerful position that's to be in. You are the superhero. Believe it, live it, enjoy it, and have fun. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
When your child was a baby, you were careful to provide the right nutrition for a growing mind.
I'm going to school now, Mom. Don't forget your lunch.
Even though your child is older now, it's still important to support their brain development. That's why every mom should know about Children's Omegables, the supplement with essential omega-3 fish oil to support healthy brain function in your child. Science shows us that omega-3 fish oil is vital to your child's developing mind. Yet many children are missing out on this powerful ingredient. Children's Omegables brings omega-3 back to your child's diet in a delicious formula they'll love.
Class, who was the second president of the United States? Yes, Daniel?
John Adams?
Very good.
Children's Omegables, the smart choice for healthy brain development. Try it risk-free today. Just call 1-800-728-1676. That's 1-800-728-1676. Call 1-800-728-1676.
Our number here is 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Phil at SupermarketGuru.com. Phil Lembert is normally here with me on these weekend visits to talk about food and your health related to food. He's traveling. He's speaking at a major convention this weekend. So he's on a plane, and you and I are here to share some more thoughts. There isn't a week that goes by that there isn't some kind of recall. This week, we have a recall on cantaloupe. Excuse me, cantaloupe. Also, Dole has recalled bagged salad. They are voluntarily recalling 1,000 cases of bagged salad after a random sample tested positive for Listeria. Again, this is not, you're going to hear from me the same kind of foolishness you hear from the normal news media, the snooze media that scares the hell out of you when it comes to the West Nile virus, which is completely, completely over the top, irresponsible, and in most cases not true. The West Nile virus, yeah, more serious this year than last year? Absolutely. 40 people have died, nothing to sneeze at, pardon the pun. But there are these flus every year, 46,000 people died of the regular flu. People who have weakened immune systems, older folks for the most part. And is that a front page story? Is that screaming breaking news out of the speaker on your radio or your television set? No. So you get these things. And although I'm, as you've heard, not a big fan of these big producers, Dole may be getting a bum rap here. Even though I don't like bag salad, buy your own fixins or grow them or something and put the salad together yourself. Dole Fresh Vegetables, which is a division of Dole Foods, based in Westlake Village, California, issued a statement this week saying no illnesses have been reported. The product being recalled is a 10-ounce Dole Italian blend with a use-by date of August 20th. So it's already been taken out of the supermarkets in Florida, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Mississippi, and Virginia. This was an isolated instance of a test. And Listeria, as I said before, is one of the coliforms, like E. coli and like Salmonella, can be very dangerous if in large doses it gets into the body of somebody who's got a weakened immune system. I remember somebody drinking some pasteurized milk here in Massachusetts 3 or 4 years ago, 86, 87-year-old fellow, weakened immune system, and he died of Listeria poisoning. But that's rare, but it does happen. Things a lot of times are miscommunicated about Listeria and some of these other things. Last year, 30 people died after being infected with some of these bacteria that were mostly in vegetables. It is everywhere, in meat. If you have your meat, if you buy fresh meat and have it tested for Listeria, you'll find it. It's everywhere. But how much is in there, and whether it's cooked or not, if it's cooked, meat that's cooked doesn't have a problem with Listeria. The thing, that's why more and more people, by the way, getting their food, their meat when they go out, they realize how dangerous it is. And not only pork, which has always had a problem with these sorts of things, but Listeria is in all these other meats as well. So chicken, eat it unless it's cooked well. 21 after, Good Day Weekend. Phil Lembert, the supermarket guru.
The summer specials are on at HHA. Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food. That's why so many people love Phil Lempert, because he helps to steer you in the right direction when it comes to food usage, food growing, food procurement. He is the supermarket guru. You can also go to smarter-shopping and find some new things from Phil there as well. So he's all over the place. You can Google him and sign up for a lot of the things, the Daily News Flash at supermarketguru.com. One of the things that Phil talks about, the impact that food has on our lives, you can go to DougStephan.com and you'll see in Phil's column there about the centerfold on the homepage. There are all of the latest blogs. We try to keep up with things that he's posting himself there. For example, the connection between blood pressure and brain power. You can see that and read all about it. And this week, everything you need to know about eggs. Excuse me, there's a very interesting reality. We have a product called UltraJoint that's made from these membranes of eggs. And you realize by digging around in it how good and bad. Eggs are a funny product because oftentimes they're considered to be very bad for you because of the yellow in the center of the egg, the yolk. It's very bad for you. The whites are very good for you. But then there are these things like this product, as I said, UltraJoint, that comes from the membrane inside the egg. And UltraJoint, as it turns out, is something that is used now to help you relieve a lot of the same things you used to use glucosamine and chondroitin for. You got joints that are sore. These pills are made mostly out of eggshells. There are other things that are in there as well. Cartilage-repairing compounds, specific vitamins, minerals, herbs, and eggshell membranes are all put together. So, just for the heck of it, if you're interested in helping yourself to a free trial for 10 days of this product, UltraJoint is what it's called. You can call 888-809-6424 and order a trial. Pay $4.95 shipping and handling, or you can order them online. Visit cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug, to get the 10-day free supply. Help your joints get better using eggs. amazing stuff. So anyway, the other thing that I find interesting this week is a study that if Phil were here, we'd be talking about the reason to eat well, underscored yet one more time. Not only is it better for your health, for your physique, but it's better for your mood. A lot of people are unaware that some foods give you little advantage, but some foods can actually change your mood for the better or the worse. And so it's interesting to look at why this happens. The first step to feeling good is not to eat as much, perhaps, as you've been eating. That's number one. Food is a pleasure principle. We all know how we feel when we have ice cream, cake, chocolate, that sort of thing, right? And I think, generally speaking, when you see people, we've all seen them, people who are overweight, oftentimes it's connected to dramatic things going on in their lives. Somebody dies that they love, a relationship breakup, things that affect you, got fired from your job, whatever. People get pleasure out of eating, maybe more than anything else. Or you're talking about smoking. Putting things into your mouth often gives you pleasure. So the consumption of your favorite food often triggers the release of an endorphin, which is known to improve your mood. And that's, again, from things like chocolate. Often if you're hungry, you're in a bad mood. My daughter's like this. When she is hungry, her blood sugar is low, and she gets kind of hungry. We all probably know somebody in life that is like that. You got to eat. You got to know what you're eating. If you have a strong desire for a specific type of food or an urge to eat certain foods, you're like 65-70% of the rest of the people in our country. It's interesting that men and women link different attitudes and feelings in this sort of pursuit or this desire. Men usually interpret the strong desire for food as motivated by hunger. Women more likely eat because they have a bad mood going on and they're anxious. Women are more likely to show negative emotions such as guilt and regret after the consumption of food they really enjoy, especially if it's deemed to be bad for you. Now, foods that can change your mood. Fish is very good for your mood. Did you know that? Much better than meat. Salmon especially, sardines, and some of the other fish that are rich in omega-3 vitamins that help smooth the functioning of your nervous system. They literally calm you down, along with fresh fruits and vegetables. Several nutrients in that category, vitamin B, for example, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, folic acid, all these substances work in connection with your mood and your well-being. So if you have the appropriate amount in your system, you're going to feel better. Same can be said for eating the, we're back to eggs now again, and eating the yolk is not good for you, but the white of the egg is. So, anyway, that was an interesting finding in a study that's out this week about moods and food. You all know, you've been there, done that, right? Chef Louis DeAngelis helps us with a couple of great recipes and a review of a couple of good new cookbooks coming up on Good Day Weekend, the focus on food.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Take charge of your health.
Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Welcome into the Good Day Focus on Food, and with me, the usual group, or at least some of the cast of usual characters. Heather Bachman is here, Jennifer Horn, and Chef Louis DeAngelis, participating in our weekly discussion about food and the things that maybe some of us think about. For example, how versatile is the potato? We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Start thinking about, you say potato, and I say potato.
Potato.
Potato, potato.
How do you spell potato, by the way?
Potato. I don't care. We'll,
ask Dan Quayle.
I'll Dan Quayle get that.
Yes.
All right. In the meantime, this week, Louis, two books have come across my desk about cooking. And maybe this is the time of year. The first one is called The Kitchen Counter Cooking School, Lessons Transformed by Culinary Novices, that as a result of their experience, this is a New York Times bestseller, have become fearless home cooks. And one wonders, as I experiment sort of myself with things and I watch people who either enjoy being in the kitchen but don't create things that are particularly good, or people who don't take a lot of time to work on things. So they get these recipe books, the Better Homes and Garden Cookbook. How many of us grew up in a home that had the Better Homes and Garden
The big
cookbook?
Red and white
the
check,
big
yeah.
Red and white.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Everybody, and they're still around, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Fantastic book, too.
Yeah. But then there are people who get more creative with meats and breads and pastas and salads and that sort of thing. Is it me, or is it the sign of the times? Maybe it's technology. Can we do more with tossed salads and scrambled eggs than we used to be able to? That question was asked by the people that authored this book. And it really is interesting to see what people have done with leftovers, which is my favorite thing. And I have no rhyme or reason, but in this circumstance, they take particularly their leftovers, and then try to get you to think about what's around that you can buy, that you can mix to keep it going. Again, the same philosophy I have. I just keep adding things, yeah. But I have no rhyme or reason to it. And I wonder if in your experience, you have advised many of the best chefs in the country, best restaurants, on how to improve their either image or the food they're cooking, that sort of thing. There are people that make a lot of money trying to create new things. Is there any such thing? Is there really anything new under the sun when it comes to cooking? Or isn't it just a rehash of the same stuff that's been around? Somebody's trying to be creative or write a book or whatever. But what's really new? What can you create? It's kind of like the alphabet. There are 26 letters. What do you do with it? The world of music. 8 notes. That's it. What can you do with it? And yet we continue to recreate things or create new things.
Well, you know, it's almost like the movie industry. Are there really any new movies around, or are they just remakes of old themes and old ideas?
Right.
And these new ideas that people are talking about with, like you said, scrambled eggs. Well, geez, you know, since the beginning of time, people have been using eggs in various different ways. And like for a coating, take for example when you make veal franchise. You know, you dip your meat in the egg wash and then fry it, put it right in the pan instead of recoating it. That idea has been around forever. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we put fancy names to stuff. We shred the meat and we call them frittatas, which I'm guilty of myself, as one of the recipes I posted for today is a dinner frittata made with potato. It's just combinations. And I think the biggest thing is that more people are talking about food. In the last 15 years, it just becomes a major topic between people. And it was just something we didn't talk about. But go back to, you know, in your childhood, my childhood, God, our folks, my mom just used leftovers 2-3 different ways a Sunday. I mean, it was just, you know, they were so creative, they just didn't talk about it.
So in terms of what we actually can do, I'm again making reference to this book. I'm not plugging it for any particular reason other than I found it interesting. The Kitchen Counter Cooking School. There's a chapter entitled Utter Confusion. So you can imagine that would be what I'd gravitate quickly to.
Milk.
And what it is using milk in lots of recipes. How often do you use milk in any recipe? How frequently do you think milk is appropriate, maybe is the better question, to be used, because there are still people that are trying to convince you that milk's bad for you, blah, 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 blah. What do you think?
Oh, God, I use milk in so many things. I have a soup that's being posted today that has milk in it. Yeah. If I'm going to prepare certain meats and I want it real tender, I soak them in milk. Nothing tenderizes beef like milk does. The lactic acid in it just softens it right up, breaks down the connective tissue better. Milk does, you can use milk in everything. I mean, I didn't put it in today, but scalloped potatoes. I mean, milk just goes with everything.
Yeah. I remember.
So much value to it, too.
Yeah, I remember scalloped potatoes a lot when I was a kid. And as you said that, I visualized my mother putting the milk into the scalloped potatoes. There already is cheese on it, but I remember my mother pouring, and we used to have milk that was delivered in the glass bottles from Brush Hill Dairy over in Sherburn, and the guy who delivered it used to drive a bus for me in his later life, but he had one of those Divco milk trucks like I have on the farm, and that using that sort of a symbol of quality. When you, I mean, putting that all together and thinking, okay, we took that out. He used to bring eggs and drinks, and you know, you felt good about using. Today, people worry about what they are getting for food, and when they put milk in, is the milk fresh? Are the cheeses fresh? Are the eggs okay? How far away did they come from? You know, that kind of stuff. I throw that in as an anecdotal.
You look at a lot of the old world recipes, though, and like Portuguese cooking. I mean, there's hard-cooked eggs in almost every dish they make. A lot of the Italian recipes, there's a lot of milk used.
All right,
you know,
so
these old-world recipes are just coming to us.
All right, so you'll appreciate the other cooking book that came across my desk this week, Irish Traditional Cooking. 300 recipes from Ireland's heritage. I got this because I'm going to Ireland in about a month. And one of the things that they're trying to do is obviously bring in some of the Irish culture as well as whatever we experience.
Just say no to the blood pudding. I'm going to give you a little piece of advice. Yeah.
Well,
it really is blood pudding, by the way.
Herring, mackerel.
Yeah. Irish cooking is
salmon.
Mm, yeah.
They're the masters with salmon.
They are. Is it a drab? Would you say? I'm looking at the... somebody's worked hard. This is a big book.
You know how English... Well, English cooking to me is also kind of... Yeah, it's... You know, when you have something like Italian or Mexican food, putting, like, English and Irish food up against, it's kind of... A lot of potatoes.
Yeah. All right, so there are also...
This week.
There's a lot of emphasis in this book on desserts and currants, shortbread, tarts... Things like that do seem to be British, for sure, and why not, under the circumstances?
Well, I spoke to a lot of Irish chefs in my day.
Yeah?
And they're going back to their roots. There's such a revolution in Ireland with cooking.
Really?
And they all say it, that their roots come from the Roman days when Rome, you know, ruled over Ireland.
Yep. Yep.
And they approach their food in such a way. Wait till you have a traditional Irish breakfast of what they call boiled bacon, champ, which is their version of a hard mashed potato with scallions. I mean, it's just so flavorful.
Really?
What they do is just beyond. They have baked eggs. They go way back to their roots. And the couple of the chefs that I spoke to say that they feel more akin to Italy than they do to England. Because of their roots.
Yeah.
And they approach food with such love, such power. I mean, it's just amazing what they're doing there.
One of the things, and we'll leave this because I want to have time to have you give us our potato recipes. There's a lot of cooking with buttermilk. And I think a lot of going back to milk, people don't understand what buttermilk is. You want to explain that?
Well, Doug, buttermilk, you know, just the high, it's not filtered, if I'm not correct. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, I think it's buttermilk.
Out of the milk.
Well, it's what may be what happens before it's homogenized. The butter fat is in the milk and therefore referred to over the years as buttermilk, but it can be also heavy cream. We were talking about whether we could sell heavy cream, raw milk cream in the store, and a lot of people would be very eager to have that. So, yeah, that's kind of what it's all about. All right, so
well,
some ideas.
Know that how good it is you know, like when you make fried chicken, you always soak it in buttermilk.
Yeah.
Once again, all that lactic acid in the bottom in a heavy milk like that just makes that chicken so tender, and the flavor that it gives. You know, buttermilk has almost that yogurt flavor.
Right, it has a very rich flavor. So you're not on a diet if you're eating this. Much of this, if not most of this stuff, is not what we would consider a diet food. Chef Louis DeAngelis, we're going to check out the potato in just a matter of moments. What are you doing? And is the potato a fruit or a vegetable? That ought to be something that we deal with because people they think tomatoes are vegetables, and they aren't. Tomatoes are fruit. So is a potato? You have to be above the ground to be a fruit, and if it's under the ground, is it a...
It's the seeds.
It's the seeds. Is that it, Richie? Mm-hmm. Richie is our expert when it comes to this. 16 before the hour. As an American, you may feel a great sense of pride and respect for people who have served our country. Those... Important people need support in an important way, and that's why I'm suggesting that you learn about the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Among other things, they provide a whole ton of services and programs. And by the way, they're not just for people who got wounded in service. They're for all veterans. All veterans. Programs like processing your veterans' claims, your educational plan, job training, medical care, that sort of thing. And the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So they'd like some funding. They'd like some help from you if you have a car, a boat, or something like that. You don't need any longer. Perhaps you'd consider donating this vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It'll help you provide funding for a lot of the exceptional veterans programs that are necessary necessary today. And your donation, whether it's cash or a car or something like that, 100%, completely, entirely tax deductible. Information on how to do this can be obtained by calling 877-743-1631. Again, the Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
800-510-8255. Ever have a question of Chef Louie? Or you can email any of us here and we'll pass it along. Chef Louie DeAngelis. You can actually find out more about him by going to DougStephan.com. Click on his picture and you'll see what a star he is. In the circumstance we find ourselves in, the potato, this is the time of year potatoes start being harvested. And I saw some potatoes this week, Louie. Make your mouth water. Those big white potatoes that are so good when you boil them and just put butter and a little salt on them. Man, oh man, are they great. All right, so you have some other ideas to help you. We got some recipes up at DougStephan.com based on the potato too, right?
Yes, they're under entrees.
Entrees.
Well, I got to tell you something. It was funny about, you know, how this all started with potatoes this week. Doug, you and I have talked about this over and over. You know, food actually mimics life itself. And it's, you know, when you get a group of people together, what do they talk about? A lot of times it's food. But the one thing that you got to remember, food, like life, is only enhanced when you share it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first moved in here to the new house, within days, you know, we didn't know anybody. My neighbor, Dr. Dale, comes over and invites us for a dinner party with the new neighbors, with all of our new neighbors. And, you know, you share food. It's a fantastic thing. And the conversation stayed food the whole night just about. And people always had their opinions about it, about restaurants, about recipes, about additives that they use. And it just really brings people together. And we've been sharing different foods back and forth now since we've been here. And it's so much fun when you do that. And the other day, Dr. Dale brings me over a beautiful bowl of soup. And I was thinking of you, Doug.
Chowder!
But I know you are super. So
I love soup.
I put it on here. It's a beautiful potato soup that I want everybody to try because it's amazing. It's like a chowder. But what I want to talk about, we forget that potatoes, you know, we look at it always as a secondary food. You know, even in our speech, it's meat and potatoes. They always take second place. But if you take a potato, peel it, wash it, put it on a box grater on the large holes, and get nice, long, grated shreds of potato. And you press them dry, mix an egg white with that, with the, like, three nice potatoes that are shredded. That's the beginning of a triple threat. You can either take some onion, maybe some green pepper, mix it all together, make patties or squares or any shape you want, put them in a frying pan with a little butter and oil, and you've got the best hash browns. That is a hash you're going to buy frozen. You know, you look at the ingredients of the frozen hash browns, and they're so laden with chemicals and additives, when really the only thing you need is an egg white to hold it all together.
And then you
take this at lunchtime and put some meat into it, and you've got a nice, you can make, I have a recipe for a potato burger that you can use, and it's just a fantastic lunch. You got your burger and fries all in one.
So is that at DougStephan.com?
Yes, it is. If you click on Louis and then go under the recipes of entrees.
If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see on the right-hand side of the homepage, Chef Louis, just below the logo, that says
Doug Steffen Good Day team. So you might want to see what there is. This is cumulative, too. We keep a lot of these things from week to week. And actually, you know what, Jennifer, would be kind of cool is if we posted maybe one of these recipes on our Facebook page. I think that would be...
We've been... they're on Pinterest as well.
Really?
Yeah. You can get all the
pictures.
Great playing. Yes,
Pinterest. Woo-hoo. Mm-hmm. Chef Louie, thank you. Chef Louie DeAngelis. Check out his recipes again. And you as well. Chef Louie's recipes at DougSteffen.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. With over 50 million students heading back to school, both students and parents want to get a head start, and these tech tools will help. The Kyocera Rise is perfect for students who want a smartphone without giving up their QWERTY keypad. It also includes a 3.5-inch touchscreen and Android's latest operating system, Ice Cream Sandwich. Get it on Sprint for under $20 with a 2-year contract, or Virgin Mobile without a contract starting August 31st for $99. Never miss a word of classroom lectures with LiveScribe's Echo Smart Pen. It records everything you hear, say, and write while linking your audio recordings to your handwritten notes. You can even share with classmates by email or to places like Google Docs and Facebook. Visit Newegg.com for all your back-to-school tech essentials. The e-tailer surveyed college students and found that 92% consider laptops a must-have item. The thin and sleek Sony Vaio T-Series Ultrabook, inspired by Intel, features a 13.3-inch screen and the Intel Core i5 processor. The Sony Vaio E-Series 14P laptop offers a bold design and DJ-style headphones. VTech's Brilliant Creations laptop and tablet look like the real thing and are perfect for kids 4 to 8 years old. The educational toy line includes the Brilliant Creations beginner laptop, advanced notebook, and color touch tablet. Each comes pre-equipped with activities like math, language, and creativity. No Textbooks, spelled K-N-O, is transforming the way students from kindergarten through college learn. No is more than a digital textbook. It combines the best of the physical textbook along with over 70 interactive features, including a digital journal, automatic flashcards, and a quiz me feature. For more information, go to killerapps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
Past the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program. Food is our focus with food consumerologist Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru who has any number of things at his website that will be tantalizing and terrific for you to be connected to. If you're a shopper, you love to go to the market. You'll find out more about the markets you go to, food trends, et cetera, what's good for you, maybe what you have to look out for a little bit. Speaking of that, I have been talking earlier about the recalls and that sort of thing, and always trying to connect you to the locavore movement, farmers markets, and in thinking about how you maintain your health, because as most of you know who listen to me either Monday through Friday or in our weekend get-togethers, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I have a legitimate dairy farm. I'm involved in it 7 days a week, mowing hay today, chopping corn for the silo, feed, all of the things that go together with keeping the farm going. And one of the things I've learned over my life as a farmer is how to keep my animals healthy. The mineral-rich diet, which they crave, is the same, by the way, as what you crave. You need it. You may not know it. You may not acknowledge it. I was just reading a study during our visit with Chef Louis about how people are getting fatter and fatter because they spend less time in exercise, less time worrying. You know, all these people say, oh, we don't have time to do this, that, or the other thing. We're working so hard. More people are spending more time in front of the computer and in front of the television screen than ever before. And that certainly isn't helping you. That's why there are so many people suffering from all these diseases. You know, there are 900 diseases that you're susceptible to over the course of your lifetime. And there are 90 essential nutrients that you can feed yourself, like I feed my cows, minerals. Minerals are so important. If you go to DougStephanTeam.com online, you can go to DougStephan.com and see the logo for Doug Stephan Team. Click on that or just go right to DougStephanTeam.com. Look at all the information that's in there about all the food products from Youngevity and find out how you can avoid these 900 diseases. I'm telling you, they're the same as the animals do. You avoid these diseases by getting the essential nutrients that you need every single day. And it's in liquid form. The first click when you go to DougStephanTeam.com brings you into the information about these essential nutrients, the Healthy Start Pack. Have some of that liquid every single day. It's absorbed well into your system. And also, there are other products like Body Trim. That's an on-the-go weight management program. So many different. There are 94, I think, different products that help you and your life. Check it out, DougStephanTeam.com. Also, while you're in there, see what opportunities there are for pursuing a maybe part-time business. It's DougStephanTeam.com or 855-309-TEAM, 855-309-8326. Last week, you may remember, we had quite a discussion about food trucks, and I noticed this week that a lot of food trucks are having a problem because people are finding that they're so successful, they're following them around, and either robbing the trucks or stealing them. A lot of trucks in the Columbus, Ohio area where these trucks have been very successful have been broken into in the last couple of weeks. And so this is the kind of thing, I mean, I think that there's a heads up here. The food, it's a popular thing, so it becomes a target, right? If you're getting into that business, have that in mind. You want to be able to protect yourself and whatever is in the truck. But it's lots of fun. I've tried some of these. They're a whole ton of fun. Phil Lambert, the supermarket guru, back with me next weekend in this slot. It's the food news.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.